Shyamalan like from Swedish friend this year should be a specialist for Maria Maritza Sheikhus, was not a good old. It's a kind of silenation smart sense of Maritza Shmuel. It's kind of talking about something that Ramey was ever done to Shmuel Yosef from Shmuel Pinchas, from Yaakov Tzvi. And the shir is based on the Torah of Moreno Rabbeinu, Hoshe Yeshiva, Zecher Tzadik Bebrocha. Pasuk says Avcho Vev Amim. Rashi explains Gam Chibi Yisera Chibi Ves Hashvatim Kol Echad Vecha Echad Koray Am. The Kadosh Baruch Hu loves the Shvatim because he called each one a nation. Also in the Pasuk of Amim Har Yikro, Rashi says we're talking about the Shvatim. The Shvatim are called an Am. So we have to understand the uniqueness of the fact that the Shvatim are called B'Shem Amim. And why Dafka in the Bracha of Moshe do we have this inyan of being called an Am? In the Bracha of Moshe to Yosef, Rashi brings the klal that all the Brachas of Moshe are like the Brachas of Yaakov. What is the Mahalach in this inyan? All the Bracha of Moshe to Yosef, Rashi brings that all the Brachas of Moshe are like the Brachas of Yaakov. I'd like to understand that. So the key is alluded to in the Pasuk in Sefer Tehillim, when Eliyahu HaNavi is being makriv in Har Carmel, Vayikach Eliyahu 12 Avonim, Mispach Shiftei Yisrael, Asher Hayu Dvar Hashem Elav Lem Reisoli Hashemecha. And Eliyahu HaNavi takes 12 stones, like the number of the tribes of Israel, tribes of the sons of Yaakov, that Hashem said to him, your name is going to be Yisrael. What's the flow of the pasuk that begins with the mizbeach that Eliyahu builds against the Nevi'i Baal, and the fact that Yisrael is called Yisrael? It says in the Mefarshim what this means is that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu called Yaakov Yisrael, he said Goy kal goyim yemimeko, and Rashi explains that your children are going to be makriv b'shas iser bamos, like a goyim are makriv in the times of Eliyahu. So this is goy kal goyim, it's an allusion to the fact that we're makriv b'shas iser bamos. And that's how there's a kesher between binyan hamizbeach at this time, together with the kriyas shem Yisrael. Because at the time of the kriyas shem Yisrael, there was an allusion in the pasuk to the fact that Hashem was telling Yaakov that in the future your children are going to be makriv on a bama in the time of Eliyahu Lagoyim. And that happened at the same time of Kriyas Shem Yisrael. What's the content of this kesher between Kriyas Shem Yisrael and this whole maimed at Har Carmel between Eliyahu and Nevi'i Baal and the heter bamos that we had over there to bring a carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash? So the inyan can be explained based on Chazal. The Lasid Lava, the Goyim Arganu, the Geirim, are going to get a Nachla in Eretz Yisrael, Yecheskel 47:22-23, Koheles Rabba, Parasha Aleph. What's this inyan of the Goyim being Makabel Nachla in Eretz Yisrael? Lasid Lava. Derechlal, anything that's unique to Lasid Lava means that it's a tikkun, it's fixing some sort of kilkul today. So what's the kilkul that's going to be fixed when there's going to be Geirim, La'asid Lava. So we have to be makdim what kilkul is going to be fixed when the Goyim get an achla in the future. So we begin with the Ramban. We discuss the difference in the Patsuk Shema Yisrael Shem L'kenu Hashem Achad and other Pesukei HaTorah. Usually Moshe commands the Jews B'lasa Nochech, you should love God, like so to all the parashiyos. But in the pasuk of Shema Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu includes himself with the other Jews. He says, Elokeinu, our God. He's not talking to you, Nochach, Lashon Nochach, but rather Lashon us, Elokeinu. So what's the difference between this Shema and the other psukim that in Shema it's Elokeinu? The first pasuk of Kriya Shema that announces Hashem Echad is difficult to understand. Hashem Echad is the idea of Achris Hayom, of Yom Yashem Echad Ushma Echad. Ram Psachim asks, what, today is not one? And the answer is, today we have two brachas. We have a Tova Meitim and Dynamis. We have good events and bad events, good tidings and bad tidings. Lasad Lavo, it's going to be completely a Tova Meitim. That's on Hagala Maisa of the Gili of Hashem Echad. That's going to be Mizgala only by Yom Ha'u. That's the Hanhagala Maisa of the revelation, that God's name is one that is going to be revealed on that day. On that day in the future, God's name is going to be one. There are only going to be good tidings. However, this style of speaking about the future, as we speak about the present, is only Efsharu Rak Al Yidei Zeh Shemoshe Kolel Atzmo Itanu Bekatuv Zeh. Could be that we're talking about the future because Moshe Rabbeinu includes himself with us in this pasuk. Hashem Elokeinu knew, and the reason that this idea of Hashem Echad with its complete recognition is going to be Miskan Masad Lavo is because our senses cannot become equal to our recognition in our minds. And therefore, even though we know Mikoach Emuna that Hashem Echad, nevertheless, Hachush Eino Mishtaveh Em Emuna, our feeling doesn't equal our faith. And we see two kavim. We see the Besuris Tavis, we feel great. Besuris Ros, we feel lousy. And those are the two kavim. That's the loss of level. So our, that's in Bizman Hazeh, so our feelings do not feel the oneness, the way, even though our Seichel knows it. So there's always this gap between the idea, between knowledge and our sensory perceptions. And for this reason, our senses, our feelings, our emotions, for this reason, we cannot express this emuna of everything being a tova meitiv in a bracha bizman hazeh. However, when Moshe Rabbeinu, who is the das of Klal Yisrael, includes himself with the guf of Bnei Yisrael, then the seichel and the guf are oilim bivad bad bivad. The seichel and the guf are together because we have the seichel of Moshe Rabbeinu. We connect ourselves to that, and then that allows our guf to be elevated. Moshe Rabbeinu includes himself with the Jewish people, so the gilui of Hashem Echad is already fulfilled in our times. The whole differences between today, Hayom Hazeh, and Hayom Ha'u in the future are predicated, are built on the yisod of the gap between das and chush, between our knowledge, our intellectual understanding, and our feeling, and the negation of this gap, the asid lavo, is going to take place. There's another dogma, Avram Avinu, it's called Avam on Goyim, and Gerim are related to Avram Avinu, they're considered his Zera. So Avram Avinu has two types of children. He has biological children, and Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and Banim Bedas, who are the Gerim, even though they're not biologically his children, they're not Banim Beguf. However, they're still relating to Avram Avinu. Now, the Banim Bedas, Nitanim Lo, he gets these Banim Bedas, Mikoch Moshe Rabbeinu, because every Ger has to pass through the mishpat of a beizdin, as we see in Yevamos 46b. And every beizdin is b'koyach Moshe, u'b'mkomohu oimei. And Moshe wanted to be makariv, these banim, these gerim, likras ha'avos, b'chdei, Moshe Rabbeinu wants to be makariv, these gerim, these banim to the avos, in order that there shouldn't be a pelu, there shouldn't be a separation between biological, natural children and children through knowledge, through seichel, through understanding. And Dafka, parenthetically, in this Nakuda, occurred the Michshal, the stumbling with the Erev Rav. They're called Kishiches Amecha, Amecha Velo Ami, they're your nation, not my nation. So this gap between biological children and children with of Das, the Gerem, the Erev Rav, was created, created from this gap, was created the Mitzius of the Erev. Nevertheless, there is a gap because only Bnei Yaakov Beguf, the Yud Beis Shvatim, get a Nachla in Eretz Yisrael, and not the Gerim, but Lasid Lavo, the Gerim are also going to inherit Eretz Yisrael. In other words, this separation between natural children and Banim Bedas is going to be nullified. And that's the Makom Hatikun and the Mechitza, the wall, the separation, the barrier between Chush and Das, between feeling and knowledge is going to be nullified in the future. Even the chush is going to be filled with knowledge of God, not like today, that the guf is not filled with what the das understands and perceives. Not only that, but ne'amar she'la'atid lavo yikablu gerim nachala b'toch oto shevet shehim sham. כלומר, אפילו הגרים שהם בנים בכוח משה הצטרפו למהלך של שבטים שזה דווקא בבני יעקב. In other words, wherever the gerim happen to be, they're going to get a nachla together with that shevet. So even these gerim who are banim b'koach Moshe, b'koach das Moshe, they're going to be mitzdarif to the mahalach of Shvatim, which is dafik to Bnei Yaakov, because there's going to be a bitul hamechitza, there's going to be a nullification of the barrier of the separation between the biological children, Bnei Yaakov, and the gerim. And now we'd like to explain the Ramban with regard to the Isser of building a Matseva. Chazal explained that even though Matseva was a Huva Bimei Avos, it is Sinua Bimei Habanim. That even though it was beloved, a Matseva was beloved in the time of the Avos, it is despised in the time of the Banim. We see that in the Sifri. God originally loved Matzevas, but then in the time of the Avos, but later on not. It became a Goyisha thing. The question was asked in the Ramban. This Ramban is Bereshis 26:5, on what it says, the Avos were Mekayim, the whole Torah before it was given, and the Vadai, they also commanded their children. So how did Moshe Rabbeinu establish 12 Matzevas in Parashas Mishpatim? The Ramban its mashma that the Teretz of Ahuv ibn Yavos also answers this question of the Binyan HaMatzeva Ayde Moshe. So what does this mean? In order to understand the Mahalach, we have to be makdim an explanation. Why is there a Shinui B'yachas LaMatzeva in the transition from Avos to Banim Dafka? Mea Avos Ahuvo Mea Banim Nasis Sinua. Now the Isser HaMatzeva is because it's a Choyk L'Avoy Dezara, the definition of a matzeva is that it's one stone as opposed to a mizbeach, which is comprised of many stones. And the chok of Avodah Zarah in a matzeva is that the anshei Avodah Zarah would all stand around the matzeva, all stand around this bama. Ramban, Hilchos Avodah Zarah, 6:6. So it emerges for us that in the tkufa of the avos, the ein avos eli yechidim, there was no reason to aser a matzeva as a chok to Avodah Zarah, because Klal Yisrael doesn't have a community yet, that everybody should stand around this matzeva. And that's what the Avodah Zarah used to do, so it's not a problem yet, because we don't have a community. For them, it's like a communal gathering. However, after they were Shvatim in the world and were called a Klal, then there's a Shem Tzibul in Klal Yisrael. And at that time, the matzeva became despised, Snua. When did the Jewish people become a Klal at Tzibur? When it was said about them, Kol Eilu Shiftei Yisrael, Shnei Masir, Ravaruch Oysim, Isha Shekir, Mechosoy, Beirach Oysim, Rashi explains, Yochus Shalal Kolam, Kulam, Mechol HaBarachos, Tamilom, and Beirach Oysim, they were all given Barachos, Bereshis, Memtes, Chofches, and ultimately, they were all included in each other's Baracha. There was a merging of the Barachos. And Be'emes, there's room to say that the Karban Musaf of Rosh Chodesh should be Nikrov every month by a different Shevet. That Shevet, that Chodesh, corresponds to the Shevet, not the Karban Musaf Lamaisa, belongs to all the Jewish people, is because of Yanki Mehadadi. We all are nourished from each other, from the other Shvatim. So we don't. Every Shevet doesn't have their month to bring the Karban Shchodesh, because whoever brings it, that is, whenever it's brought, that's for all of Klal Yisrael, because we're all interconnected, all the Shvatim are interconnected. But we have to know that even though the Shvatim were made into one klal when they were blessed by Yaakov, Aviam, and Kulam Yanki Me'adadi, they all take nourishment from each other. Nevertheless, there's one bechina that every Shevet is still considered a unit, and it's Tofes Mokom Dafka La'atzmai. And that's the bechina of Gemiri, the Lo Kol HaShivto, that we have a tradition that no Shevet's ever going to be destroyed, but of Basra 115b, just like the Haftacha of Nitzchis was given to Klal Yisrael, the Torah's Klal, so to have Tocha was given B'miyuchad of the Nitzchis of every Shevet, the eternity of every Sheva. And here's a place to understand the Binyan HaMatseva, Ayidei Moshe. The whole Inyan of Nitzchias Yisrael has to be connected to the Inyan of Torah. There's no Nitzchias without Torah. And therefore, B'shas Klisas Bris HaTorah, Moshe Rabbeinu established 12 Matsevas in Parshas Mishpatim. In other words, Mitzad Madregas HaTorah, Mista'efet, it branches off a Bechina of Shvatim as individuals, Gemiri Dolei Kol HaShifta. This Bechina of Nitzchias is not a Mahalach of Yanki HaDadi. Here is a place where each tribe is unique, each tribe has its own personal Nitzchias. In order to emphasize, accentuate the Koach of Torah, to be Mazrim, to make flow the eternity of every Shevet, Moshe Rabbeinu made a Matseva Dafka at that time, because the Matseva becomes Snua only when the Shvatim are a klal. But when Bnei Yisrael are Yechidim, like in the Tkuf of the Avis, there is no Kpede on a Matseva. Vishuv Noega Malach Shel Ahuva. And there's already a Mahalach of Ahuva. There is now a Mahalach of now it's beloved still. Because there's no klal. When is a matseva hated? When there's a klal. Because the Goyim of the Avodah Zarah used to stand around it as a community. But if there's no community, it's still a huva. So when the Shvatim are viewed as Yechidim, Memela, not as a klal, and they're not Yanki HaDadi, Memela, the matseva is still beloved. And with this, we can understand that the Lashon, the Rambam, implies that the answer of a huva me'avos includes the answer, an answer to the question of why Moshe Rabbeinu can make these Yidbeis Matzevus in the time later on, because at this time the Shvatim are not being judged as a klal, but rather as individual, disparate tribes. So Moshe makes 12 Matzevus for each tribe. Now, according to this Yisod, we can understand that a difficult pasuk to understand in the Book of Kings, Vayikach Eliyahu, etc., 12 Avonim. Here was the whole avod of Binyan HaMizbeach, a mice of Havdalah, of separating them from Avodah Zarah. That's why he's building this Mizbeach. Because Betzim was also for Eliyahu to establish this Mizbeach and to be makriv mitzad Yisr Shchut Echutz. But because there's koyach b'yad navi lakor davar min HaTorah l'shal l'migdam milsa, he was making the Mizbeach. And the migdam milsa over here is the Havdalah from Avodah Zarah, and therefore Eliyahu chose in this Pu'ula, which is a stark contrast to Avodah Zarah, he chose to build a Beis HaMikdash, because this Migdal Milsa was to separate them from Avodah Zarah, because the Matzeva snua after it became a Chok Avodah Zarah, so therefore he dafka made a Mizbeach, many stones, not a Matzeva. Not only that, he was making a Mizbeach of 12 stones on Mizbeach of Yisrael, Dvar Hashem Elav Elav, Dvar Hashem Elav Yisrael Yashemech. In other words, the number of 12 Shvatim and their darga, that they are Yanki Mihadadi, they derive nourishment from each other, is connected with the Shem Yisrael. After the brachas of Yaakov, it says, Kol Ela Shifte Yisrael Shneimasar. If so, the Madreig of Yanki Mihadadi is Mishtayach to the Shem Yisrael. Kol Ela Shifte Yisrael Shneimasar. So this brachas are when all the tribes are connected. And that's all in the name of Yisrael, Shifte Yisrael Shneimasar. And this name was the name given to Yaakov Avinu, and it's the name of Hatziburit HaYisraelit. The Jewish community is known as Yisrael. Kol Ela Shifte Yisrael Shneimasar. So Eliyahu is building a Mizbeach over here with 12 stones, Kaminyan Shifte Yisrael. When Yaakov is called Yisrael, Yisrael represents the community of the Jewish people, and this is to be marked them from Avodah Zarah. So we're dafka not making a matseva, we're making a mizbeach. And now we go back to Hascholas Hadvorim. Moshe is Mekarev Banim Mekrat Avot. As we said earlier, Moshe Rabbeinu was Mekarev the children to the Ovois with his Koich Hadas, that's a bringing Gerim, and he brings through them, they become descended from Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And his rotzim is to be mevatel, to nullify any barrier, any mechitza between the banim b'das and the banim b'guf, between the biological children and those children, the intellectual children, the intellectual forebears of the avos. And that's the pelush, that the bracha of Moshe is similar to the bracha of Yaakov. The Chazal say that Yaakov finished his brachas with v'zois, and that's how Moshe Rabbeinu's brachas start. Yaakov finishes with the Zos, and Moshe Rabbeinu starts with Zos HaBracha. And in Furish, we find the Kesher between Moshe and Yaakov. Torah Siva Lanu Moshe, Moi Rosha Kihilas Yaakov. We see a connection in this pasuk. Torah as relates to Moshe and to Yaakov. Moshe wanted to be Makariv, the Banim to the Avos. Eim Lamban, Shekilas Yaakov, Bavil Mozan HaGerim, Shenispechu Aleim, Bekilas Yaakov, are the Gerim. And the Torah is always going to be a Morosha for Yaakov and all those who connect to them. That's the Hiskalvus of the Banim, the Das, the connection of the intellectual children to the biological children of Yaakov. Morosha Kihilas Yaakov is a remez to the Geirim, and therefore Torah is a Morosha to the biological children of Yaakov, together with the Geirim, and that connects, of course, to Moshe, who's the intellectual father with his Koach HaDas. He was Makar of these Geirim, who B'das now are connected to Klal Yisrael. And now they're Meyuchas to Yaakov, Morasha Kilas Yaakov, Remez, says the Ramban, to the Geirim. Now, this is all Binyan HaShvatim. This was revealed when Yaakov gave the Bracha. There it says, Kol Eilu Shivtei Yisrael, Shnei Masel, Yaakov blessed even the Shvatim, each one individually, and then he connected, he meshed all the brachas together. Everybody gets everybody else's bracha. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to become similar to, he wanted to be mizdame to the brachas of Yaakov. Yaakov ends with Zos, Moshe begins with Zos. He also wants to bless the tribes, each one individually, and in the end to merge, to mesh together the brachas. So how is it mitzayen? How is he going to note the fact that he's blessing all the tribes together? How is he going to note the fact that he's blessing all the tribes as individual tribes and not as a klal? Because he's going to call the Shvatim B'Shem Amim. Each Shevet is their own nation with its own promise that's going to be fulfilled. And if so, the definition of Shvatim as Amim comes to note, comes to indicate that the Shevet as an individual, separate entity, and not as a combination together with the other tribes. Dafka b'zos habracha, we have this kinui of Amim, that the tribes are called Amim, because all the brachas of Moshe are like the brachas of Yankiv. Moshe Rabbeinu gave brachas. Yaakov gave brachas to each tribe individually. So too Moshe Rabbeinu gave the brachas to each tribe individually. In the end, Yaakov connected them all together. In the end, Moshe Rabbeinu also meshed them all together. And when was that? Rashi explains, Ashrecha Yisrael, la'acher shepiret lehem, ha'brochois, amar lehem, mali lefrot lachem, klal adavar ha'kol shalachem. Forcing the Jewish people after he specified the brachas, he said, why should I specify? It's all yours. And we are all saved with these brachas. So we learned about the connection between the brachas of Yaakov and the brachas of Moshe, and we learned that they're also connected because Moshe brings the Jewish people back. The Koach HaDas Shelo, which connects to the Bnei Yaakov, or Banim B'Das. We learned Shema Yisrael, Shem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. We could talk about Hashem as one, because this is Moshe Rabbeinu speaking, Elokeinu. And therefore, he views Hashem with his das as one as Asid Lavo, because he's the Koach HaDas of Klal Yisrael. And we're going to say Atova Meitiv no matter what. It's only going to be good. We saw the Isser of Matseva because it's was used by as a chok for Avodah Zarah, that they'd all gather together, they'd all stand around the Matseva, and therefore it's Snua. However, when they come as individuals, the Matzeva is not snu, and therefore Moshe Rabbeinu could build 12 Matzevas. And the idea of the Mizbeach in the time of Eliyahu is to mark the Jews, to separate, to distance the Jews from the Avodah Zarah. And he did that by taking 12 stones and putting them all together. And these 12 are remnants to Shiftei Yisrael. And then we understood how there's a kesher between this binyan hamizbeach and the kriyas shem Yisrael, because when we're called the Jewish people, we're called the Jewish people, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. We're called the Jewish people as a whole, are called Yisrael, and Moshe Rabbeinu says one. So we can say that because Elokeinu is our God, Moshe Rabbeinu includes himself. And that's a remez to La'asid Lavo, when we're all going to say one, that Hashem is one. So right now we know it from Amunah, but when we connect to Moshe Rabbeinu, we bridge that gap between our Amunah and our feeling. Never we can already say Elokeinu. When Eliyahu wanted to distance us from Avodah Zarah, so he made a mizbeach with the 12 stones, because the mizbeach is not a matseva. Matseva is Avodah Zarah. And now that we're at 12, which is when, again, the pasuk says that Vayikach Eliyahu 12 Avanim k'mispar shiftei b'nei Yaakov, asher dvar Hashem elav lemor Yisrael yashemecha. So now we're called Yisrael. Now we're a klal. This klal is symbolized by the 12 stones, that they all come together. Yes, each tribe has their own identity, but we're also all connected. And as being connected, as Yisrael, as a community of the Jewish people, so we have 12 stones that all come together, and that's a mizbeach, and that shows that we shouldn't be serve Hashem with a matzeva, because the matzeva is when the of the Avodah Zarah would gather around and serve their idols. And we are now a community with the Shem Yisrael. We are now Klal Yisrael. We are now one unit, so we have to be careful to have a mizbeach. So as long as we're nidon keklal, we have to stay away from matzeva. The only thing is when we're nidon as yechidim, we don't have to worry about matzeva, and that's why Moshe Rabbeinu made 12 matzevas, because then he was viewing each tribe as an independent entity. That's not like the Chok Divei Avodah Zarah, that they're a community. But when we were called Yisrael, so that Shem Yisrael made all the tribes combine together. And Mela, this was symbolized in, this is alluded to in the Pasuk, Eliyahu took 12 stones, K'mispar Shiftei B'nei Yisrael, as was the Dvar Hashem saying to him, Yisrael Yeshemecha. You are called Yisrael, you're all Yanki Adadi, Mehadadi, you all take nourishment, you're all interconnected, you're all interwoven, you're all intermeshed, and therefore that's Ba'ala Fuke from the Avodah Zarah. And again, this is all taken, this idea of the Shem Yisrael is from the Pasuk in the sixth parish, in Parashas Vayishlach, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Yaakov Avinu, he promised him Eretz Yisrael, and he said, Goyu, Kahal Goyim, you're going to have a nation come from you. In other words, all the different tribes are going to be descended from you. And when it says Goyim, Goyu, Kahal Goyim, that's because Hashem already told him then, your children are going to be makriv b'shas iser b'mis like a goyim in the time of Eliyahu. And then we asked at the beginning, what's the kesher between the Kriya Shem Yisrael and the Binyan HaMizbeach? And now we understand, because now we're a community, we're a nation, and the Mimela, that will this is the correct time to allude to the Mizbeach that Eliyahu is going to build, that symbolizes our unity of the nation with the 12 stones, the Mizbeach, as opposed to a matseva. והדברים נעירים כספירים ברוך השם, שמחים כניסי נוסם, and we wish Hashem will hopefully be able to continue and revisit this fascinating parasha. Shalom, shalom.